innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 271. And joining me today, I got Brian.
Hey, guys.
What's good, dude? Chilling, man. How you doing, man?
I'm exhausted.
You can't be exhausted. I know you've been a busy guy this week.
Yeah, because as you guys know, I'm now employed. I had my first full week.
Yay.
It's great.
Nice.
Tasting some scotch at 9 a.m. on my first day.
Hell yeah, dude. Scotch.
Scotchy. I love scotch. and then today, well, the time you're watching it, or rather, when you're listening, it'll be Friday, because it's when we're recording this, but,
by the time people listen to this, it'll be Monday.
Yeah, so, like, nothing like, oh, it's a quarter after 10 in the morning. Have this old fashioned. It's like, mm-hmm. What? Like, mm-hmm. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Gots to. Other than that, things are good. Just trying to figure out daycare as a bitch.
Yay. Yay, more bills.
Yay.
Yeah.
Halloween was fun.
Nice.
My wife and I, when the kids, we were
crayons.
My wife. We were crayons. My wife made the costumes. They came out really good.
That's pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah, the kids look really cute. And they enjoyed it. They had their first ever peanut butter cup.
Oh.
That was a mess.
Opening up the floodgates.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
If you guys are watching, you notice there's a different backdrop here.
Yeah.
It's because my wife is working from home, and she's in a different area than normal, like when I was home. So, like,
you have to readjust.
And, like, the chair is not as uncomfortable, but still, I might slide just for the sake of it.
just for old time's sake, huh?
For old time's sake. What else? We all had a bit of a cold last week. The week before. That's weird, getting a virus that's not COVID.
Yeah.
It's
weird that you worry about it even more, and then you're like, oh wait, it's not that.
Right? It's fucking, it's bizarre nowadays. Watch some stuff where, let's see, I think I told you guys I was caught up on You. Season 3 is really fucked up. We're watching Ted Lasso right now. We just finished season 1. The show is fucking genius. I love it. What else? I'm blanking right now. I'm really fucking tired. been playing some Uncharted. I'm in the middle of Uncharted 2 now, because ever since that trailer for the movie, when we watched it like 2 weeks ago, I'm like, okay, I need to go back and play it. I'm more so playing all the games because I want to go back and just play that one moment alone in 3 that mimicked from the trailer. You know, the infamous plane. But, you know, of course, I'm not just going to start with part 3. I'm going to play the whole thing. Pretty sure I watched some movies, but I don't remember right now. But it's good. It's like, I like getting out of the house. I like being outside, semi-beautiful weather, because in New York City right now, the weather can't make up its mind. You're either too hot or too cold. Bring a layer, take off a layer, put it back on. It's a bitch. But other than that, the job is good. I'm excited to be employed again. Everybody has taken me in with open arms so far, and it's a great feeling. So grateful for that. I got nothing else. How about you?
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're enjoying the time away, and then you're enjoying the work, and that you aren't, you know, going too crazy with shit.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to, like, it's nice to be employed again. Well, yeah. But it's also, I like that I'm not stuck behind a desk anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and also having, like, a steady form of income that you're owed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. I'm really looking forward to seeing what goes on from now on.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, like, sales is a weird game.
Yeah, sales has always been a weird game. Like, I've never been a fan of it. Even when I was doing retail, I was like, eh, not a fan.
It's different on the alcohol side.
Yeah, of course.
Because, like, you face it, like, you want it because you know that you have customers that want it, and it's going to move, and then you're going to want more.
Yeah. And the fact that you know that you're selling, like, a quality product, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and like the samples that I've received and I gotten to taste over the last couple of days, I'm like, oh yeah. And it's also things that I remember selling in retail too, like, oh yeah, we had this. But it's cool, like, because I know it, I can sell people on it and be like, you know, here, trust me, it's good, you know.
Yeah, I want to try that one thing that you showed me earlier.
Oh yeah. Cream soda, the bourbon cream soda.
Yeah, bourbon cream soda. I want to try that so bad.
It was good. I mean, it wasn't as creamy, and it probably would have been better cold.
These were right.
Temp, but that was good.
Yeah, then I looked up on the website. They have, like, vodka soda, which is dope because it's one of my favorite drinks because it's one of those drinks that have zero sugars, and you could have it straight. For the most part.
Because you're basic.
Yeah. Well, not really. Because if I was a basic bitch, I'd be something else.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be just a vodka soda. Be like a fucking, like a... Like a... Like, yeah. Yeah, it'd be that. But yeah, vodka soda is pretty dope. It's my jam.
I was going to say, says the guy that was drinking a Bud Light Spritz or whatever the fuck.
A Bud Light Seltzer. Dude, that's the reason I got those. Okay. Here's the thing. I do these things that are kind of like secret shopper things, right? Mm-hmm. And I get paid to taste these and try them out. And then I get refunded for it. So I basically get it for free. Whatever. It's fucking good, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so they pay me to test it out and drink it. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. Because I'm going to get paid for it. Why not? Especially if I'm like, I want to have something to drink, and I don't really feel like spending like $40 on a bottle.
Yeah, that could get pricey.
Yeah. And then I'm buying the Bud Light Seltzer for like $15, and I get reimbursed for the $15 plus a bonus for it. So, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Yeah. It's a good trade-off, I think. Yeah, exactly. That's fair, though. It's fine. I don't mind.
Right.
I don't mind at all.
So, like, this job has really been, like, multiple hours worth of cardio for me.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a good thing. At least the good thing is that you've actually been, you know, keeping up with the yogas and stuff, so.
Yeah, which I gotta get back into, because it's been a week or so, but. I'm gonna probably do it on weekends because it's easier to, like, not have to worry about moving muscles after
right.
your feet for 8 hours.
Or what you could do, what I was doing for a while, was actually doing it early in the morning before I actually got started my day.
True point. I mean, we'll see what happens.
You're like, yeah, you're right. Shut the fuck up, Steve. Stop making me wake up earlier. I get it. It's fair.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm excited for you, dude. I'm excited that you're taking on this new venture and you're doing what you got to do, man. to make things better for you and the children's too.
Yeah, it's a good time, you know. I'll get them free alcohol for their teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Wah, here. Shove a little bourbon in your mouth.
That's it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's the right way to do it.
That's the right way to do it. I'm blanking, but I watched a movie recently. It was on Netflix. It was Hypnotic.
How was that?
It was okay. It had a lot of good moments, but it was also predictable as fuck.
Okay.
But I think it was also set to be predictable.
Okay.
Like, so Hypnotic is starring Kate Siegel. She's in Midnight Mass. She's in Hush. She's in everything. She's Mike Flanagan's wife, actually.
Okay.
You know, so if you guys don't know, Mike Flanagan, Midnight Mass, Gerald's Game, Dr. Sleep, Hush, Bly Manor, Hill House, and a fuck ton of other things. So she sees a therapist that's recommended by a friend of hers, and he does hypnotism, but he's also
is he a serial killer?
Yes, actually. And
nice.
And only to people that look like her, because
they remind,
because they remind all, like, the brunettes with that body type remind him of his widow. And so he's kind of like hypnotizing them into be this person.
Oh, that's not creepy.
No, not at all. Dule Hill is in it. He's a detective that was trying to solve the cases that are all, like, connected. Small role, but he's good in it. And then the serial killer guy is played by, I forget his name. He was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a while back, like season 2 or whatever. He's the guy that reminds me of, like, off-brand Ross Marquand. Same kind of
haircut. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
You know, it was when, like, S.H.I.E.L.D., when they were in, like, the bunker. Not the bunker.
Uh-huh.
They were in the one. It was, like, right around season 2-ish. Where, like, they had, like, the I guess it's like a bunker that had, like, the brick wall that they always, you know, filmed in front of. And yeah, was he the president or head of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, no, we talking about Jason O'Mara.
Yeah, him. Off-brand Ross Marquand.
Yeah. He also did the voice of fucking Batman in a couple things too.
Oh, that's right, he did actually.
Yeah.
So he's the creepy serial killer therapist guy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. He was good in it, actually. Like, he was really good in it.
He actually in Agent Zero, he actually turned out being like a fucking human later on.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a fun movie. It's short, it's like less than an hour and a half.
Even better.
Yeah. Because you don't need it to be longer than that. Trust me. It drags and then it picks up and then drags and it picks up.
Okay.
I'm sure I probably watched a ton of other things. So forgive me, guys, for not remembering.
That's completely fair, dude. You're a busy man now.
Yeah, I'm a working man.
Yeah.
Slinging stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I got to check out the Hypnotics. It's like, you've mentioned it a couple times to me, and I'm like, okay.
It's a good, mindless popcorn flick.
Okay. Popcorn flicks are the best. I like popcorn flicks.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll check it out.
And I needed something to watch that's thriller-ish for Halloween.
Okay.
I watched it on Halloween, actually, when we got home.
Nice.
Because I knew that the next day I had work.
Of course.
Which was weird saying that.
yeah, because so, Halloween this year fell on a Sunday, which
was bizarre.
Absolutely.
So actually, my work week really started on Tuesday in the office. Monday was like a lot of like at home training.
Yeah.
So I got paid to be home.
Oh yeah.
Like one video was playing in the background. I literally took an hour long nap because it was part of the job if you're working in that type of situation, but
right.
it doesn't
pertain to you. Right.
It doesn't apply to me at all. Like one of the things on that like training thing was like human trafficking. I'm like, I'm a door-to-door salesman for liquor stores. Like, I'm not trying to buy humans.
Yeah, yeah. Or sell humans at that.
Or sell them. Like, where do I put them? In my bag?
Yeah, yeah.
What are they, like, humans, like, from IKEA? Build it yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what they are.
But, it's good. I like it. The job is fun. I work with really great people. I've trained now, twice with my boss, one in office, one in the field, and then, two others between yesterday and today. And, like, one of my teammates is as nerdy as us.
Nice. That's awesome.
It's great. I'm like, you know, we just name random things and it's like, oh, yep. And like,
That's fucking cool. Yeah. when you have people that, you know, that you can click with and you don't have to be forced to click with them.
Like, he was so pissed that the fucking way station closed in Brooklyn.
Huh?
I'm like, that's, yeah.
I did not know that it closed. That's sad.
Yeah. It died of COVID.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Just like a lot of things, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good time. I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to, I mean, obviously I'm looking forward to the weekend, but like I'm looking forward to Monday to see what's next. You know?
Yay.
Yay.
So question. Yeah. Is it like I'm just gonna randomly go to whatever place and see if I can sell some shit, or is it like, oh yeah, I know where I gotta go to actually do these things?
Yes and no. It's you wake up in the morning, and then you put together a list of like, okay, for example, my territory, Battery Park through like 47th Street.
Okay. Okay.
So today I'm hitting Tribeca. Tomorrow I'm hitting Fideye. You know, like over here I'm hitting, you know, Times Square, like things like that.
Okay.
And you have a list planned. You do walk in. You check up on places that you know are yours, right? So like the last 2 days I went into accounts that were like gonna be mine.
Okay.
When my training is done.
Okay, okay.
Or should I say when my Jedi training is done.
Yes. Yes.
So so yeah, when I'm no longer a Padawan, I get these places to my own, and it's basically like I was saying, it's like you pick a location. Today I'm going to check up on this. Tomorrow I'm going to check up on that. You shoot an email with your like plan to your boss. And then she's like, okay. And then you do your job and then you go home.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's, and like the back office stuff is really easy.
Okay.
It's like common sense. Okay. Click this, not that. Do this, not that.
Okay.
You know, do they owe money? Okay, don't give them stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, completely fair, yeah.
Like, we deliver this day, not that day.
Yeah.
So, they have to pick that day. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have to deliver the stuff, or do you have, a vendor that delivers it for them?
Oh, no, we have trucks. Like, I don't have to touch, like, no, it's not like when I was working in retail where, like, deliveries would come in and I have to, like, unpack cases and lift cases and all that shit. It's literally like, oh, I have these samples. You try it. You like it? Good. You don't? Okay.
Okay. Okay. I like it. I like it.
Pretty much. And like, it was fucking crazy. It's like on Tuesday, I went, It was Wednesday. I went from account to account with my boss. And then we wound up at a restaurant to help out my coworker, who has a similar position to my boss, but she works restaurants and bars and not liquor stores.
Okay.
So she needed help because there was like a lineup and a half, and that's the picture I sent you the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It was like all of the tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of tequilas.
That was a lot of tequila. And I'm like, oh, well, thankfully the this is my last stop of the day. I can actually do this, and I can go home.
Right.
You know, but,
Well, that's awesome, dude. That's awesome. I'm glad you're getting to enjoy all the liquors again. Yeah. That's pretty dope, dude.
It's, yeah, it's a good job.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome, man. I'm happy for you, dude.
Thank you. And you know, like, with all the years I have on the retail end, like, I have
8 Hell yeah, dude.
It's like, I've seen it. So, like, it's taking that experience and throwing it into the opposite side. Like, mm-hmm. Basically, I'm playing for the opposing team.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, yeah, and I'm looking to, like, just, you know, score.
Yeah.
For my team versus.
Of course. And of course, because you were a buyer. Now you are a seller.
I'm a seller. Yeah. So it's
no pun intended.
No pun intended. But it's yeah, it's just fun.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome, dude.
I'm achy as hell. I popped a leave before we started this, but I'm like, you know what? Like, this is just it's worth it.
That's always the best. It's always the best to feel like accomplished with things that you do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially when you know you're going to get paid for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you, dude. I feel you. Yeah, this week for me, it's been an interesting week.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been not too crazy. Of course, this past weekend they had the children's. That's why we didn't record on Friday. Mm-hmm. But we did the Halloween thing on Saturday.
Interesting.
Because over here, on the Saturday before Halloween, because it's been Saturday, like Sunday or Saturday around here, well, in general the last few years, but over here for Halloween they do even though they do have the trick-or-treating and stuff everywhere, but they also have trick-or-treating but alongside the Riverwalk downtown.
Nice.
So you go down to the Riverwalk and then there are different vendors throughout the entire Riverwalk. So like a whole 2-mile stretch of different vendors just giving out candy. And then it all concludes in Curtis Dixon Park, which is a pretty big park where they have concerts and stuff as well too. Kind of the same deal as Bryant Park in a way.
Okay.
But it's right by the river as well. And like they do concerts and they do different shows and stuff there. But they have different vendors surrounding the entire thing. So you go around literally in a line and you go and you hit every vendor and you get like a bazillion, like mad candy and stuff. So it was fun. It was fun to go with the kids and stuff and see how excited they get for candy still. But of course, you know, these children's, of course, they're going to fucking love candy. They got a shit ton of shit. Like literally each one of them had like a little bit more than half a bag full of candy by the end of it all. At the end, they were actually, they had announced that they were going to be doing a lit boat parade down the river.
Okay.
Kind of like Halloween themed boats lit up at nighttime. Mm-hmm. But being that it started raining at like around 6 o'clock, I was like, "Yeah, let's just fucking go home," because I didn't want to feel like standing there in the rain.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so we left there and we came home. We chilled, ate like almost all the candy,
nice,
and just relaxed. It was fun. Watched Squid Game with Ariana.
Nice.
Are
you caught up?
Yeah, I'm all done with it. It's actually really fucking good.
It was fucking good and fucking bizarre.
Yeah, very bizarre, very bizarre. And much like most Korean anythings, it has one of those happy, sad endings at the same time. Because mm-hmm. There's no like, yeah, there's a winner, but is he really a winner?
Right, he was fucking miserable at the end.
Yeah.
Now, did you watch it in English dubbing or did you use subtitles?
I always watch it with subtitles as well.
Okay. I just did the dubbing.
Yeah.
The subtitles
were right. Well, the dubbing was way off from the subtitles for a lot of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, without the subtitles, the dubbing was perfect.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, But there are so many things about Squid Game that was just holy shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what would have happened if he picked the red? Would he have been a soldier?
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And like this, I watched like all the breakdowns on it and like mm-hmm. back, you know, because I love to like dive deep into like
trivia. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know, it's kind of what makes TV and movies fun.
Yeah.
Because now that we have that information at our side when we didn't mm-hmm. when we were young.
Yep.
If you look carefully in the room where they're all sleeping, all the games are on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I noticed that. I noticed that on the last episode. I was like, holy shit.
Because
okay.
It's done so well because you have like 456 beds and then you're down to three. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look, it's all there. It's all literally it's all laid there. Out for you the entire time.
I love the fact that he was about to die and like with the sugar, with the honeycomb thing. And like his sweat was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that shit raw. Like, oh, mm-hmm. man.
It's really good, dude. It's done really, really well.
It was done really well. One of my favorite moments in that show, though, was the crazy bitch when she's like, when she hugged the dude to death.
Yeah, dude. That was the best. Especially because, like, the dude was an asshole. Like, the funny thing is, like, he reminded me of fucking Snake from fucking The Simpsons. Dude with the yeah. With the
tattoo, yeah.
Yeah. That's what he reminded me of.
He was fucking.
He was an asshole.
Yeah.
The entire fucking time.
He was just 100%.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah, there's just so much about that show that we can have a Squid Game episode because that's
this TV. Yeah, the twist was really good too.
The twist was really good. I didn't expect it. I mean, I should have caught it because of the fact that he was player one.
Yeah. Exactly. And also like. If you look into it, if you actually really pay attention to it, you'd see that he was in the pictures that when the detective was going through the books,
right?
He was in one of the pictures, but you just see it quickly. You don't really pay you can miss it if you're not paying attention to it.
For that, yeah, that's something like you have to watch like 1.25 or something like that.
Yeah,
the frame by frame.
Yeah.
But
I saw it the first time. I was like, wait, hold on. That's there.
Uh-huh.
He's there. So you're like, huh. He actually played the game before.
Do you think that the cop is dead?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because, like, I mean, I know they want to do as well. There's talks of a season two.
Well, technically there can be because, I guess, slight spoilers. He did send the information.
He did send the information, and that's
so even if he did, even if he does die, or if he did die, the information is out there. So, and they do know they did have his location whenever he sent us the information and shit.
Yeah, and the fact that there's Squid Games all over the world.
Right. Right. So, it's possibilities. Possibilities are endless.
Oh yeah,
like, the VIP episode was fucked up though.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
yeah. But no, I'm glad you like Squid Game. I thought that was a great series.
It was.
Kind
of sad to see it finish, but it was good.
Yeah. I'm like that with a lot of shows too. Like for example, You season 3. Like when the way it ended, I'm like. Come on, that's it, you know?
Yeah, Well, that's how I am with that's how I was with both seasons of You so far.
Yeah.
Like, the first two seasons that I watched, I was like, oh my god, this can't be over. Like, at the very end, you're just like, oh no, I... And the funny thing is, like, the second season ended with a happy ending.
Uh-huh.
That was like, okay, I could see where they could have ended it there.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did it, it's like, ooh, okay, I like it.
I read a thing. Penn Badgley is actually recording TikTok videos, so he's narrating your life.
Really?
Yeah, like people.
Are that's awesome.
And he's narrating it, so it'd be like basically saying like, any, I don't know, Steve was hungry or, you know, Brian was thirsty, you know, like stupid shit. But like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So like, that's pretty dope that he's doing that. Cause he's, I mean, granted, he's been in a ton of things. Yeah. He was Gossip Girl.
Right.
And then most recently, the things that I've seen from way back was he was the son in Stepfather 2009.
Oh yeah.
And then, but like the first thing I saw him in was You. And
okay.
You go, obviously, you go back and like, oh, what else might he have been in?
Right. Then you actually start to notice. Oh yeah, I've seen this before.
Yeah. So like, and that's the thing about Stepfather remake. Joe Goldberg was the son, and fucking Lois Lane's dad from Superman and Lois was the stepfather.
It all ties into each other.
And considering that You is produced by Greg Berlanti, who does the Arrowverse, it really does all.
It all ties in. Yeah. Uh-huh. Fucking great. I love it.
I love it too. There's so much fucking. there's just so much out there that like, it's just a small world.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that I watched, I actually started watching it just before we started. The reason why I came on a little bit late. I started watching Dune, the HBO Max Dune.
Oh.
It's actually really good. It's a really well detailed story. Like, it's a story that, of course, it's been done before, and it's from a book and everything. But it's a very, very, very good story. The reason why I see why people don't like it, and I see why people kind of get turned off by it, is that it is very slow.
Yeah, I gave it 20 minutes, and I'm like, no.
It is very fucking slow. But if you stick to it, you start to see the reasons why all these things are what they are and how it sort of makes sense towards, because I'm like about 2/3 of a way into it.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. I like it. There's a lot of things that you see where it's going and you're like, I want to get there. It just takes a little bit longer to get there.
Like, part of me wants to watch Army of Thieves, but I'm also like not a fan of Zack Snyder.
Right, yeah, that's fair. See, like, I'm a fan of some of Zack Snyder's stuff.
His like Watchmen was okay, more so the unrated version.
Yeah.
Man of Steel had moments.
It wasn't
the greatest movie of all time that we need to own like 85 copies of.
Of course not.
Fucking Batman vs Superman. The greatest thing to come out of that movie was two guys named Martha.
Yeah.
Two guys whose mom's named Martha. And like you just queue up like a stepbrothers moment. Did we just become best friends? Yup.
Yeah. And Batfleck. Like, Batfleck was awesome.
Batfleck, yeah. Can't forget the Batflecks. But then like shit, like fucking Justice League.
The Snyder Cut was good.
I don't have 4 hours of time for that.
It's worth it. It's worth the 4 hours.
I don't know.
they did it very well. Just take your time and watch it. Just watch a little bit, then watch a little bit more. Reason why they wanted to do it fucking like they wanted to do it in increments, you know. Which makes total sense as to why they would do that. I also finished catching up on Titans. I finished up on that before earlier.
Oh, it ended so good.
Yeah, it ended really well. I was very, very pleasantly surprised. Well, not surprised, because they've been doing good shit. But it was actually really good. I was like, yes, please.
And how great was Scarecrow?
Scarecrow was fantastic.
The fact that he, like I said earlier on other episodes, was like, the fact that he like scarred himself up because he didn't need the mask.
Yeah.
That was like sick. And then,
yeah, like, he's like, I don't want to be a pretty boy anymore. I can't be living underneath, you know, this mask that I've had on, showing everybody else who they think I could be.
How did it end again? They gave him a taste of his own fear.
Yeah, they had a Raven, pretty much, like, you know, feed him the shit that she pretty much took out from the Lazarus pit, whatever was left over from, you know, all the toxin that was thrown into the air.
Yeah. That was dope.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. That was pretty awesome.
I hope they bring him back at some point, because now that he's like the even more fucked up version of Jonathan Crane.
Yeah. And the fact that he's in Arkham. But the thing that kind of leads me to the fact that they might not do it, spoilers, of course, is that they're going back to San Francisco.
Yeah, true.
So they might, unless that he leaves fucking Arkham and he's like, yo, I'm out, I'm doing what the fuck I want again. I highly doubt it'll happen.
I like that Tim Drake had a redemption arc.
Yes.
He will never be a Titan ever again. It's like, that's a kick in the nuts.
Well, yeah. Well, it's not that he doesn't want to be a Titan. It's that the fact that they don't want him. They do want him as a Titan. They do want him to come back. But he's like, yeah, I've done so much fucked up shit that I'm not going to do it. Well, I'm not going to go back.
He kind of murdered Hawk.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like the fact that they're adding on Tim Drake.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, he had his own redemption thing, too, because I was kind of skeptical about him in the beginning, too.
Yeah. And then I like that he had, his own little, Batcave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his parents were like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, he was a bit of an annoying character in the beginning, where it's like, I know that you're Robin. I know that you're Nightwing.
Yeah, I know everybody's secret identities that nobody else knows.
Right.
Like, I'm just smart enough.
Well, at least they didn't blackmail them and make money.
Yeah.
You know?
Like what a lot of villains would do back then.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? It's like, a lot of the times I noticed this, with the shadowy effect around Barbara Gordon, every time they filmed her where she had her one leg up on the other leg,
it looked
like she only had one leg.
Yeah, it really did.
I was like, that's filmed weird.
Yeah, it was some of it was filmed really weird.
You also figure they kind of probably had to work around COVID.
Yeah,
you know, like everybody.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm not against it. Like, it was still done really well. Whether we had it, of course, all these things, all these shows have their issues, but at the end of it all makes sense, and it's all done in a specific way to actually make it make sense.
Absolutely. Oh, before we get into some geek shit, one other thing that I started watching, it's an animated series on Netflix called Inside Job.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about it.
Yeah, it's really funny. So it's the story of the people that control America,
like government,
the robot. Yeah, well, the people behind the government that,
the Illuminatis.
Yeah, like
the lizard people,
and the robot people, and things like that. And it's a good voice cast. It's Christian Slater plays the retired alcoholic, former operative.
Nice.
Lizzie Kaplan voices his daughter.
Interesting. Okay.
Who's fucking batshit bonkers. You have her partner, who's like the frat guy kind of thing, like to be like the face of the company, is voiced by Clark Duke. So
I like Clark Duke.
Me too.
He's such a weirdo.
Yeah, but
that movie they did was really good too. Nebraska, that's a really good movie.
I never saw it.
It's really good. He wrote and directed it.
Oh no shit.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him in Kick-Ass in the first one.
Oh yeah,
when Quicksilver was like, you know, would you ever want to be a superhero? And he's like, dude, you'd die in like a day.
Yeah. It's fucking fantastic.
Hey, you know what's funny? Both Quicksilvers were in that movie.
Yep.
So Yeah, I'm watching it. Check out Inside Job on Netflix. It's pretty funny.
Definitely check that out.
It takes a minute to get used to. The first episode's a bit weird, but then you're like, oh, and then other episodes are equally weird.
Yeah.
And then they get weirder, and you're like, okay, I get it.
Okay. Yeah, I get it now. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It tracks.
That tracks.
That's awesome, man. I gotta check that out.
I think you'll like it.
Yeah. Before we get into some geek shit, some other geekeries that we enjoy. We enjoy the wrestlings. And we heard that the WWE decided to release a bazillion fucking people this week.
Yeah. 18 names.
Yeah. On top of the fact that they also were boasting about being very profitable.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
And they're trying to say the reason why a lot of these names were let go is due to their vaccination policy, and a lot of these wrestlers not wanting to get jabbed, which is fucking stupid. Just get the fucking vaccine, please.
Yeah. The fact that these, whether it is that or not, the fact that a lot of them, they get tested every other day and shit before they do anything.
Yeah. Because that's the world we live in now. And one of the names that got released was Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Who was out on mental health leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mental health leave, and they put in for an extension, and then they let her go, which is really fucked up.
Yeah. And there were people that the couple, the fucking Karrion Kross and his girl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were both released.
That's right. And now here's the thing. Karrion Kross, you bring him up from NXT. He was an NXT champion. You bring him up, put him on the main roster. You're going to try to push him.
Yep.
And you did it again. You pulled another Malakai Black.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so over this fucking company. Because it's but let's just keep bringing back Goldberg, who sucks. Let's keep the title belt on Roman Reigns, who's getting fucking annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
He's been annoying for quite a while for me.
Yeah.
For a while. I've told you previously. I was like, yo, they fucking... Why? Why do they keep bringing him up?
It's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid. And then they got rid of Keith Lee, who was a fucking monster in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you repackage him as the Bearcat, which is such a stupid fucking name.
Yeah. It's absolutely dumb.
He had tweeted that, because someone was like, why Bearcat? He's like, that wasn't my idea.
Yeah.
You know?
It's dumb.
To quote Chris Jericho, when Hager joined the Inner Circle, and they were chanting out, you know, we the people.
Yep.
And he's like, bad creative.
Yep.
So, yep. This is what happens when you have Vince McMahon, who's totally fucking losing his mind.
Yeah.
And then fucking, his you know, partner there, fucking Kevin Dumb. You know, seriously, fuck this company, man. There's so many, after seeing all these people getting released and then claiming to be profitable,
why? Yeah. No, the fact that there are people that were working for this company that were recently released that moved their entire lives to work for the company.
Yep. And just let them go.
Yeah. Like this one girl, Katarina or whatever, she was 207 or whatever, 207 Live, and then NXT and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
She moved from fucking Chile, dude, to work for the company.
And then you just let her go.
Yeah.
It's
bad shit, dude.
It's awful. It's just... it's sad that all these people lost their jobs because Vince McMahon and Kevin Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But then, the other latest one is that the Young Bucks teased on their Twitter, they put MROW.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know, like, we all know that
the Mount Rushmore of wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
We all know that Owens, or should we just call him Kevin Steen again,
mm-hmm.
Is totally gonna like wait out his contract and then leave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
which I wouldn't be surprised. And like I was telling him about that because you mentioned that to me the other day. Yeah. That actually came up on Raw, I think it was, when just before they were doing a promo with him and Xavier Woods. They were talking or whatever, and Xavier Woods was like, oh, yeah, this isn't, like, the Mount Rushmore shit here. Like, I am the king here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, a weird little promo and shit.
And it's like, he's gonna leave, and you know what? He'll be happy again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because you can tell he's fucking depressed again.
Just miserable, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and the... You know he's gonna join the Super Click.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Make them even more super.
Yeah, make them even more unstoppable, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Speaking of them, I love the fact that they came out as the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that was adorbs.
And then seeing fucking Hangman as a...
That's Stay Puft. That was dope. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things that I noticed this week, a couple days ago, when all this shit happened, was that Bryce Rumberg, who was actually one of the referees in AEW, mm-hmm. he tweeted out, if once a great restaurant kept releasing all its great chefs and kept making disappointing food, I think it's probably time to stop eating there. Maybe I'd even try a new restaurant in town.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty much like, yo, like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, like, stop releasing your talent.
Yeah. Stop releasing because people that actually, like, deserve their shot.
Yeah.
Granted, you're giving them the opportunity to do shit.
Yes, Nia Jax was a terrible in-ring performer.
But, yeah.
But
even though she was a terrible performer, she was part of the tag champs, wasn't she, at one point?
Yeah, she was with, was it Natalia?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, you can only do with so much.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah.
AEW. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the title.
Yep. That's it.
That tracks.
Yep. Yeah, so, I guess now we can get into the regular geek shit. We got some good shit this week, actually. A lot of shit, actually. We all know. Speaking of, you know, the what is it called? The DC Universe. We've had Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, or Gal Gadot, however the fuck you want to pronounce her name. Wonder Woman. It was brought to our attention that she will be playing in the new Snow White live action, but not as Snow White. She's gonna be the witch.
Nice.
Yes. Which is gonna be awesome. Cause I wouldn't mind seeing her as the evil queen. Yeah.
Don't let her be typecast as like the good hero.
The goody two shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because you know she looks the way she looks doesn't mean that she has to be the goody goody all the time. But yeah, I'm excited to see her as a villain because we've already seen her as a hero in a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the fact they're gonna do that, it's pretty cool. I'm excited for it.
I'm excited.
And some other shit. We've been talking about Chris Pratt doing a bunch of voices. He, of course, we already know he's going to be part of fucking Super Mario Brothers or Super Mario live action shit. And he's also lending his voice now to something else that I'm excited and not excited for at the same time.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's mostly nostalgia for us older folk.
Yeah.
Because the kids nowadays don't really give a fuck about them.
Nope.
And what I'm talking about is Garfield. He will be voicing the lasagna-loving and Monday-hating Garfield.
Now, I wonder if Garfield fans are going to be really pissed off that he's not really an orange cat.
An orange cat. Yeah, yeah, probably.
You know, because he's also not really a Lego.
Yeah, yeah, he's not a Lego. He's not a cat. Yeah,
cat. So
he's also not a plumber.
Not a plumber.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
he may show off crack from time to time, but I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, so he's not an orange cat. So I don't know if like this might be not a good casting choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely, he may get canceled for being a cat.
It's like, for Garfield, it's like, not like you could bring back Lorenzo Music as he died. And
yeah.
You can't, I doubt Bill Murray will ever do that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think he wants to do that again. Even though I'm pretty sure he won't say no to it. But he's also, I'm pretty sure he also, at this point, he's like, yeah, I've done this before. I've done this so fucking for so long. I need to do something else. And I don't want to sit in front of a fucking booth in front of a mic.
Yeah. So like, yeah, like let Chris Pratt voice Garfield, because it's
not bad. You
know, not bad.
Yeah.
Like he does good voice work.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And if, at least we know he's not going to be saying I am Groot for, you know, for 3 movies.
Right.
Yeah. So it should be cool. It should be interesting. I kind of want to see it now. Something that I do want to see, though. Yeah, I'm definitely interested. Something that I do want to see, though, is Boondock Saints 3.
Yeah, so I'm a big Boondock Saints fan, especially just like the brothers. I, too, am a McManus.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're MAC, but I'm just MC, but still it counts.
Same difference.
So Boondock Saints was a low budget movie in the 90s
that mm-hmm.
became a cult classic, and it's one of my favorite movies.
Yep.
And then so that was 99. Then you had 10 years later, you had Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day,
mm-hmm. which
was not a great movie, but it had its moments.
It had potential. It had potential.
And, like, they, the movie had Julie Benz as their new handler. And then, because Willem Dafoe was, his character was dead.
Right.
But then at the end of the movie, he's not, like, he was just in hiding or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had, it ends where they're in jail. And they look out the window, and they see the prisoners in the yard, and they point their fingers out the window in a gun shape and pull the trigger. And that's pretty much how BDS 2 ended. And then there was hype of a third. Troy Duffy was writing it, and then couldn't get funding or something.
Right.
And this was, we're talking like another 10 years. Like, this has been ongoing for a long time, because I know he wanted to do 3 like almost right away, have it come out like a year or so later.
But which would have made sense.
It would have made sense. And then, of course, Sean Patrick Flannery got busy doing his stuff. Like, he's like, he does a lot of behind-the-scenes work. He has a book. He has probably a podcast like everybody else.
Busy. He's busy.
He's a busy guy, you know?
And so is Norman Reedus. He went crazy on fucking
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
And then he has his Harley-Davidson show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know he's going to have the spinoff Walking Dead thing with Carol. And, like, so he's, like, a big name now, you know? And the fact that they both expressed interest in returning, well, I mean, they never lost interest,
mm-hmm.
but they also got busy, so like it never really took off. But now that they have sort of free time, and I guess the script is up to par, they're gonna do it. And why not just have it third and close it out?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good, and hopefully they bring back Clifton Collins. Because remember, he was the he was there like their Mexican buddy who had like who cried over the
dude. He was awesome.
Yeah, but
he's always awesome in everything that he does.
The first thing I saw him in was in 187.
Yeah, yeah.
And he played the main thug, and I'm just like, okay, but this dude can act.
He can.
He can. But then, yeah, but with the movie, what I thought was dope was when they made fun of him for crying over the handguns. Now, what I wonder is that are they going to bring back anybody else? Like, is Julie Benz? Is Willem Dafoe? I mean, they can't bring back Billy Connolly because he died.
Right.
Well, the character died. I don't know. I forget if he's still alive. But then, like, who knows? Maybe they'll bring in Rocco because they need to have another flashback scene.
Of course. You need flashbacks.
Yeah, but now the main character that I want to see come back, though, is the guy that they get the guns from, the Irish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
that'd be nice.
You know, why not have him come back and close it out?
Of course. It's only right.
Yeah.
If they don't, they probably just have, like, his kid probably doing it or some shit.
Who knows? But,
Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family. But no, you're excited about it. I'm excited about it. Like, let's hope that this movie comes out and it's good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something else that we also have very much hopes for is the rumors are going around. We all love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And huge rumors are going around saying that Jim Carrey may be playing MODOK, the live action MODOK, somewhere along the lines in the MCU, and that is super fucking exciting.
That is super fucking exciting
because we've already seen him as a villain previously, as the Riddler in the Batman's movies,
and then technically, Robotnik and Sonic.
Yeah, Robotnik in Sonic, yes. Also, he was also in Kick-Ass as a anti-hero. He was a villain, but not a villain at the same time.
Yeah, and then like, he was like a mafia fix-it that became.
Yeah. But I'm excited to see him. If that does happen, I would not mind seeing him as MODOK, because MODOK is a fantastic fucking villainous character that we haven't technically seen in Marvel Cinematic Universe, especially being that that they are going like otherworldly now from now on. The fact that he does somewhat tie into fucking Kang at the same time. I am excited to see what they're gonna do with it. Especially since I was a fan of the Hulu show for MODOK.
I didn't finish it. I watched one episode. I just wasn't really into that style of animation.
It's the same animation for those that haven't watched it. It's very similar to animation style to fucking Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
It's a claymation type animation, which I think is fun. It's fun. It's a comedy. Like, just sit down and enjoy it. That's what I did. At the beginning, I was like, "Oh, why is this like this?" But then I was like, "Yeah, I enjoy the fuck out of Robot Chicken. Why am I being so dumb?" Because I fucking love Robot Chicken. That fucking the humping robot is the best.
Is that even still on the air?
I think it is. I could be wrong, but it was on Adult Swim, and I don't really have cable to say it. Oh, yeah, I watch it on Adult Swim all the time.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it would be on, like, the 15th season or the 20th season or some shit, if it was going on still.
Yeah, because it's been on since, like, what, 2004?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Jim Carrey as MODOK would be awesome. Because Patton Oswalt as MODOK was pretty good too. So yeah. Seeing another comedic actor doing this villain's role would be fucking dope. Especially since we know that Jim Carrey can play a serious role and he does it really well.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a lot of serious roles.
Yeah.
That show that he had on Showtime for a bit, and of course, you know, fucking the Truman Show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a movie from like the early 90s or late 80s called Doing Time on Maple Drive, where he played a drunk driver.
Oh, yeah.
TV movie when he was still like James Carey.
Mm-hmm. Also, the fucking the number 23, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That movie gets a lot of hate, but I like it.
Yeah, it's actually a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great, but it's good.
I didn't expect a twist at that end.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a very twisty movie. But it's a good movie. It's definitely worth checking out.
It is.
So for those that haven't checked out the number 23, go check that shit out. Yeah, dude. So I'm excited to see Jim Carrey in the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
that'd be fucking dope.
I'm surprised there's no rumors of him playing Mr. Fantastic. Consider he can stretch his body and mouth and shit.
Yeah. I think it'll probably. I think he's like, okay, I'm done with the slapsticks type shit that I've done before. Like, I just want to act.
No more Fire Marshal Bill. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. There's some other shit that we got this week. Some shit that I found kind of interesting. This probably came out a couple weeks ago, but I didn't notice. I didn't see it until recently. Well, this week. We got this teaser for season 8 of The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see this until this week.
Yeah, same.
And it looks fucking good.
I know. And it's funny, too. Like, weren't we just saying last week that, like, we were kind of over it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, because...
Oh, it's a Flash.
Because the thing with it is, like, they've gone so, like... The fact that I enjoyed the last few seasons of Arrow before this one was because they kept having crossover events.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for me, I think the last good season of Arrow was 5.
Right.
You know, when you had fucking Prometheus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was awesome. Six was okay. 7 was 7 the one where he was in prison?
Yeah.
Most of that season was good.
Yeah.
Like, there was one where Cody... where they brought in Michael J. White and Cody Rhodes back.
Mm-hmm.
And because Cody Rhodes had that, you know, he couldn't feel pain thing.
Yeah.
And he gets, like, sliced in the femoral artery and or near it. And Oliver's like, you can either kill me or bleed out. You have, like, 5 minutes to get yourself to an ER.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Thanks, bye. Yeah, but I'm excited for this one because, of course, it is a crossover event. It spans over 5 different episodes.
Mm-hmm. So it's another like crisis type thing,
right? Yeah, like
no, that was 4 episodes. Crisis, or was that 5?
Yes, 4 episodes for Crisis. I think it was. Yeah. I remember. I think it was. Yeah. But
Black Lightning is back.
Yes, Black Lightning is back. Also, the new Green Arrow, who's Mia.
Yeah, Oliver and Felicity's daughter.
Yeah. From the future.
Who was supposed to have her own show, and then it didn't pan.
Right. But who knows? It might happen because, of course, the reason they stopped it was because of fucking COVID and shit. They couldn't fucking keep doing it.
True.
So they were like, yeah, we're not going to do this anymore. But now that this is happening, they could spark shit up again. But it looks fucking good from just the trailer itself. I'm like, ooh, I want to see this.
Yeah, like, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. And the villain, I've seen this dude in so much shit before, too.
Oh, the Irish dude, yeah.
Yeah.
He, the last thing I saw him in was an episode of Punisher in season one.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
He was the, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't Punisher, it was Daredevil season two. He was the one that, when Frank had killed all of the mafia guys in the bar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He was the guy that was like, you killed my brother. And like, he's the one that like put a drill bit into Frank's foot and then Punisher shot him in the face with a sawed off shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the last thing I saw him in. But, and then years ago, he was, before he had the beard, he was on the commercial for, I forget what, car company or whatever. Get your dipstick, Jimmy. Yep, that was him. But yeah, like, I'm excited for it. I hope it is as good as the trailer says.
Yeah, it looks really fucking good.
But I mean, hopefully they didn't put all the best parts in the trailer.
Hopefully not.
Because I know people do that.
Yeah, they do that. They do that plenty of times. I don't remember what the name of the villain is, though.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to look up right now. I'm like, who the fuck could it be? But it's cool that they bring back Batwoman. And Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Tom Cavanaugh's Reverse Flash is coming back.
And there's rumors that the actor who played Thawne is coming back. The
mm-hmm. Yep. No, Rick Cosnett. Yeah.
Yeah, because in order to save Barry, he had to kill himself.
Mm-hmm. Neil McDonough's coming back.
Oh wow, Damien Dark.
Yeah.
That was like his best role.
Yeah, he's fucking dope. The Asian dude that played Adam is coming back in this as well. I don't know if they because I haven't watched the last two seasons of the fucking Legends or whatever.
I'm like four seasons behind on that show.
Yeah.
And
Ray Palmer's coming back in this as well.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for
because I thought they like kind of killed him off a couple seasons ago.
Well, anyway, I'm excited.
I thought they did. I thought they, isn't that what they did?
I don't remember.
Okay. But yeah, there's a lot of shit coming out of this, and I'm like fucking excited for it. Oh, and they're introducing Bart Allen into this now.
Huh.
Who's Impulse Barry? Their kid. This last season that just happened?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, see, I haven't watched it.
See, he and Nora showed up in season 7.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so, but I want to see what they do with this, because, of course, you know, I have been a fan of the show, and I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and also, like, from what I'm reading, looks like Grant Gustin is going to be playing the Flash and the Reverse Flash at the same time too.
Interesting.
Yeah. So kind of like a weird other multiverse type thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited for it.
Me too. It should be a good time.
Yeah. It usually is. Something else that looks like a good time. We got a trailer for it as well. Something that stars one of our favorite dudes from the Evil Dead, Bruce Campbell, and also stars Devin Sawa too,
and Michael J. White.
And Michael J. White, yeah, look at that, it all ties in. Black Friday. It's another zombie movie, but that takes place on Black Friday.
Friday. In like a Walmart.
Yeah. It looks fucking fun as fuck, dude.
It really does. I didn't think it was gonna be a good movie, or whatever, but like then I watched the trailer. So yeah, let's give this a shot. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucking weird, but it looks good. It looks so awesome. Like, I've always wondered what would happen if it was a zombie apocalypse and like on Black Friday. Especially being that technically, like, a lot of stores and shit are doing Black Friday so fucking early. Because technically, like, Walmart are doing their Black Friday starting today.
Yeah.
They started doing their Black Friday. So I'm like, why so early?
Why so early?
Like, I understand, like, selling Christmas shit this early, but already doing Black Friday shit now? No, thank you. It's too early for that shit. But Black Friday looks fucking good. It looks like a good, like, popcorn horror flick. It's very similar. It kind of falls along the same lines like fucking Zombieland to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very excited for it.
Speaking of Zombieland, I know Woody Harrelson wants to do a third.
That would be awesome. I still haven't seen the second one, though.
Two?
Yeah.
Go into it expecting Zombieland. That's all I'm going to say about two. It was really okay. Good. It had the same vibe of the first one.
Okay.
It was really well done.
Okay. I'll check that out then. I gotta, yeah. But this looks fucking good. I'm excited for Black Friday. There's a lot of people in this, and of course, a lot of people that are gonna, of course, be dead. But it's still gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good watch. And this comes out. When does it come out?
Say it on IMDb. Just says 2021.
November 13th. November 19th.
November 19th. Okay.
Yeah.
But is it going to be like a streamer?
I doubt it. I think everything now is going to be, you know, in theaters. Unless it's like some HBO shit. Like some Warner Brothers thing. But this don't look like a Warner Brothers thing at all. It's like very, very, it looks very low budget. It looks like it's only shot in one place, and it took like a day to fucking film.
Trying to look on Google for this.
Yeah, it was pretty much filmed in Boston.
Nice.
Yeah. According to IMDb's, that's what it says. Yeah, but it looks cool. Like, I'm very excited for this. Like, I want to see this. I am down for the Black Fridays.
It's gonna be a theater.
Yeah. But unfortunately,
it's short. It's only like an hour and 24 minutes.
Yeah, like most movies should be. Yeah. Like, I've gotten to that age that like. I don't need a movie to be over, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah, like, I was going to attempt to watch No Time to Die.
Yeah.
But then I saw it was, like, 2 hours and 40 minutes or something.
Yeah, like a little too long. Like, like an hour extra too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I get it. They're trying to fucking build a story or whatever. But, like, does it really need to be that long at the same time? No, it doesn't have to be that long. Like, I get it. You want to fucking have people sitting in the theaters for so long. No, I'm good. Don't. No. Give me the cliff notes.
Basically.
Yeah. Give me the cliff notes. But something that I don't want the cliff notes for. Something that I am, like, dead set on watching the entire thing for, just like I did the fucking Mandalorians. The Book of Boba Fett looks fucking good.
The trailer showed you nothing and everything at the same time.
Yeah. It's coming out fucking December 29th. Just before the fucking new year.
I cannot wait for the series. It's going to be so good.
Dude, it looks fucking awesome.
Like
it looks dark. It looks like a lot of shit's gonna happen. Ming-Na Wen's in it again. Uh-huh. That's a fucking badass. Uh-huh. Fucking the dude that played Boba Fett is back again. Uh-huh. Being a complete badass when he's fucking smashing the Tauntauns and shit. Not the Tauntauns, the Sand Peoples. Uh-huh. It looks fucking awesome.
The fact that he took control of Jabba's throne.
Yeah. Yeah, for those that didn't see the fucking the end of the first season of the last season of Mandalorians. Yeah, dude. It looks fucking dope. Dope as fuck.
Dope as fuck.
Dope as fuck, boy.
Episode title, dope as fuck.
Well, we can't really, well, we can. We can just put a little asterisk in the fuck part, but yeah, dope. It looks fucking dope. Dope as all heck. I like that. But yeah, it looks fucking cool. Like, I'm super excited for it. Like, I want to see what they're gonna do with the story. Of course, it's a whole new story because, of course, I don't think we've had any of this in like books or anything. And it kind of goes alongside Mandalorian. So it's gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty interesting to see where it's gonna go, and how it all is gonna tie into the regular Star Wars movies.
Yeah,
so I'm excited for it.
Me too.
It looks fucking dope. Something else that looks fucking dope. I've been saying dope a lot, but
yeah,
that's my thing, right?
Uh-huh.
That tracks. Yeah. We got a teaser trailer for this months ago. And we're like, okay, this looks all right.
It might have been last year, actually.
Yeah. A long time ago, we got a teaser for this. And what I'm talking about is Mobius. Or Morbius. Not Mobius. Yeah. Because Mobius is... Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a different guy. Different guy.
Episode title, Morbius, not Mobius.
Yeah. Not wow.
Not wow.
Yeah. But Morbius, starring Jared Leto, looks fucking dope, dude.
And then it's done by the same studio that did Spider-Man, all the homes.
Yeah, it's Sony. It's a Sony flick.
Yeah. And the fact that you got... I watched a ton of breakdowns on this, too. The fact that Michael Keaton is returning as Adrian Toomes.
Mm-hmm. Who, for those that don't know, is Falcon. Not Falcon, fucking Vulture.
Vulture.
Jesus Christ, wrong bird.
Wow. Wrong bird. Character with the star of the movie.
I think I'm naming the episode fucking Wrong Bird.
Wrong Bird, that's a good one. I know we saw the teaser last year, and he was the he popped up in the teaser, and everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, how is this gonna be connected? And then now we got the trailer, the actual trailer. And the fact that, like, the animation for when he becomes the vampire.
Yeah, dude, it's probably the best, to me, probably the best transformations for a vampire in recent time.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had much vampire transformation in quite a while, since probably, what, like, fucking True Blood and shit?
It's the best vampire transformation in a movie since probably Blade 2.
Yeah, because technically they didn't really have much of a transformation. All they did was fucking just like, fangs.
Yeah. But it definitely, the way his face just like gets all dysmorphia and
dude, the fact that he looks like the fucking comic book,
right?
Looks fucking dope.
Fucking dope, and the fact that he's clearly eating blood.
Yeah.
Or drinking blood, and it's like, I saw something great on like Twitter about after the trailer came out. Wait, they're like, because you know, in the cartoon it was all about plasma.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that, so he doesn't really eat plasma?
No,
he doesn't. They just made a cartoon for kids.
Yeah, exactly. They made it for children's, people. Children's.
But he wanted plasma, but he still looks scary as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can't just go to the plasma donation place. You gotta actually go to the blood center.
Yeah. But no, I'm excited for this. And, I mean, there's... For all we know, it's gonna have a cameo by fucking Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Just
and maybe even Tom Holland.
And maybe Tom Holland. All the Toms.
Yeah, all the Toms.
All the Toms. But no, I'm excited for this.
Yeah. I'm very excited for it. Like, it looks fucking good.
It's fucking good.
The fact that, the character, in a way, is a very anti-hero type character as well. Just like fucking Venom. Venom is an anti-hero character as well. Because he's trying to do good, but he winds up doing bad at the same time. With Morbius, he is also trying to do good, but winds up doing bad in the long run. Because he's trying to find a cure for his disease. And in doing that, he winds up fucking eating blood or drinking blood.
And isn't it something how like a lot of these actors have been like flip-flop throughout like the universes?
Oh, yeah. You know.
Like now we have Jared Leto, who is the shitty Joker.
Yeah.
And a redemption arc as fucking, you know, hopefully a redemption arc as Morbius.
Hopefully.
You know, then we had James Gunn get fired from Marvel, go to DC, you know.
Then they go back to Marvel.
They go back to Marvel because they're like, oh, we're sorry.
Yeah, you're like, my bad, we're mad. You're probably one of the best ones that we've used so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it looks fucking good.
Yeah.
And then also fucking Michael Keaton coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we've had him in DC as well. He was Batman. He was probably one of the best Batmans.
Yeah.
Other than like Kevin Conroy,
yep.
But actually seeing him as a villainous role, as the not Falcon, Vulture, looks fucking dope, dude.
And like, I know that originally the whole thing was like, oh, that's it for Tom Holland as Spider-Man, but like they want him for another 3 movies.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm pretty much assuming from what things are looking like, this is going to be 3 more movies, but for Sony.
Yeah.
Because it looks like Sony's building up their own little Spider-Verse over there anyway.
Which, honestly, if the MCU is done with Spider-Man, I'm okay with that because we had our team-ups.
Yeah.
You know, now let's have him be the true hero. He grew up somewhat.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, naturally, Tom Holland grew up. Because Civil War was like what 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so like
he's not a kid anymore.
Not a kid anymore. So naturally, Spider-Man's not a kid anymore, and he has to like be his own hero. And you know,
which is the point of them doing the whole homecoming, far away from home, and all this shit.
All the homes, yeah.
Yeah, he's done with fucking high school. Like he needs to fucking grow up and do his own thing.
And do his own thing. You know, we're gonna see him go up against Vulture.
Everybody
again, and hopefully a Sinister Six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because now we have Vulture. We also have, for sure, we're having fucking Electro, as well as Dr. Octopus.
Mm-hmm.
From what I saw in one of the posters, Sandman possibly coming back.
Yep.
Looks fucking cool.
I'm excited.
Hell yeah. Cause I did like Herman's Head dude as Sandman in the first
Herman's Head.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking great. He was good. He's a good actor. But I did enjoy him as Sandman. He was another character I was like, oh, they got rid of him so quick. Mm-hmm. He didn't necessarily die, but still. Like, where'd he go? He just disappeared. He just ran away. He was like, yeah, I'm just going to go away. I'm going to fly like a wind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was going to disappear for a little while. But it looks fucking cool, though. Very excited for it.
Yeah, I'm excited, too.
Yeah. And I think that pretty much wraps it up for this week. What do you think, Ryan? Are we good?
I think we're good. I don't got any... Oh, wait, we forgot one thing. Emilio Estevez, not returning.
Emilio!
Emilio Estevez is not coming back for the Mighty Ducks Season 2 due to rumored about vaccination policy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I maybe not have the show come back.
Yeah. Did you watch the first season?
It was good. It had that Mighty Ducks campiness.
Okay, okay. Like, I didn't watch it because, like, I enjoyed the Mighty Ducks, but I really didn't want to see it again. Mm-hmm. It was kind of the same way I was with the movie. Like, I enjoyed it, but I didn't want to see it again.
Yeah. And, like, they brought back all the kids for one episode. Except for Joshua Jackson, he didn't come back, but he.
Of course not, because he's too good for it. He's yeah. Pacey. Pacey don't need to come back.
Yeah, right. so yeah, aside from that, we'll see what happens with that if it becomes a thing or whatever. But aside from that, I got nothing.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've done plenty for the show so far.
I think so.
Yeah. So pretty much go to innercitygeeks.net where we got a whole bunch of shit. Sometimes we go, of course, we got this show, we have Bryce with Jay Presents, we have It's Poppin', Inner City Geeks Turntable, Comics with the World, Manga Time, Anime World, ICGBW Slamcast, Good Games. Yeah, we got too much shit. No, not too much. This is never too much. But yeah, go to innercitygeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. We got a whole bunch of shit there. We also have links to some awesome fucking places, such as Amazon's. Jesus Christ. You killed the mic, Bri. You killed it.
I pulled the Steve.
He did what I did a couple weeks ago. That's fair. Yeah, fair. Yeah. I'm going to mute you for now. Okay, so, of course, we have this show. We also have all the other stuff, like I said, but Amazon.com. Click on the links to Amazon's, and you can find some pretty cool shit on there. You can find the comic versions of all the things that we spoke about that were comic work, comic book stuffs. You can find it all on Amazon as well. So, you can check all that shit out. Yeah. It's so much shit, dude. So much shit. But if you click on that link to Amazon, you could get a month free of Amazon Prime. If you don't have Amazon Prime at the moment, what the fuck is wrong with you? But give it a shot. Click on that link. Get some Amazon Prime for freezies. Because who doesn't like freezies? And if you don't like freezies, then what the fuck is your problem? Like, what the fuck are you doing with yourself?
Exactly.
Yeah. Freezies is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your first month of Amazon Prime, and if you don't want Amazon Prime, you could actually click that link and actually buy some shit on there, and it'll give us a little bit of credit. We're like, oh, look, we found it through these guys, and we'll get credit for it. It won't cost you anything extra. It'll just get a little. It'll give us a little bit of push. So do that. Then there's links to Soul Sick Clothing Company where you get some pretty cool shirts and hats and stuff. And then type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. That's 15% off at Soul Sick Clothing Company. So it's SOESIC clothing.co. And type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. Do that. Then there's also links to Beard Octane. We get some pretty cool beardly shits. Brian and I are both, you know, the beardly fellows now, you know. Thank you for joining the club finally.
Meh. What happens?
Yeah. Wow. It'll be good. It'll be good. You got it. But yeah, exactly. It's a cool thing now. Now you can say like, yeah, I'm a hipster now. I got a beard.
I work with a guy that has a beard a little bit longer than you.
Nice. See, if I straighten it, it's pretty damn long. Well, I don't straighten it very often.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but it probably goes up to like about here.
Damn.
If I straighten it. Because like I'm like curly as fuck, dude. Like, yep. It's, yeah. get some beardly awesomeness. Get your beard point, your beard game on point. Jesus Christ. Go to Beard Octane. We got a whole bunch of shit there. They got beard oils, beard balms, beard butters. Things that make your beard look fucking fantastic. And type in ICG10 for 10% off at checkout at beardoctane.com. So that's ICG10 for 10% off. Then we have links to CBDMD, where you get some pretty good fucking CBD stuff, because everybody needs some little bit of CBD from time to time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the final place you can go, pretty cool fucking place, pretty dope fucking place actually, is Sideshow Collectibles. Get some fucking rad fucking toys. I'm old, saying rad and shit. Yeah, but get some dope-ass fucking toys from Sideshow Collectibles. Got a lot of cool shit there. Shit that looks really fucking good, too. It's not like, oh, yeah, this is a replica toy or whatever. No, it looks fucking good. It's a lot of statues. Very detailed. Very dope shit. So go check out Sideshow Collectibles. And, what else do we have? You can find the show on the socials. You can find us on before the socials. You can find us on the SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. My favorite place. I love Spotify. Then you can find the show on the socials on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. On Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, sir, Brian?
You can find me trying to wake up a little bit. You can find...
Yeah, I can't hear you very well.
Sorry, technical difficulties.
Yeah.
You can find me sitting here trying to figure out this mic situation for the next show. and trying to wake up a bit, so I gotta actually like grab a meal and chill and watch the latest episode of Chucky.
Yes, I was actually planning on doing that as well after this.
But aside from that, you can check me out on social media, Bri2J, Bri2J Presents, both on Instagram, Bri_2J on the Twitter, and then check out Bri2JPresents.com. There's some shit, and there'll be eventually more shit once I figure out how to like maintain my time. But yeah, that's about it.
Hell yeah, dude! Hell yeah!
Oh yeah, like, and then like, share, and subscribe to the channel too. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Do all the stuffs. Smash the like button. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Smash it. Smash it in the face. Yeah.
Punch it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that's about fucking it for the show this week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. We appreciate you guys. Let us know what you think about the show. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it. I don't care. Just fucking tell us what you think. It's fucking dope. Appreciate you guys. Have an awesome time. Have an awesome week. But besides that, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm dead! I think I'm dead! Oh, time's going by really, really, really slow and my heart's beating backwards!
What makes you think your heart's beating backwards?
Well, normally it goes goop boop, and now it's going boop goop!
Are you having any other symptoms?
I can see sounds! I can hear colors! I forgot how to shit!
Sir, have you taken any illegal substances?
No! I just ate a brownie that a drug addict gave me, but that ain't got nothing to do with my emergency.
And what's your emergency, sir?
I measured my butt crack 3 times, and it was longer each time. I'm splitting into 2 people! Ooh! There's like 17 more brownies on that plate. I'm gonna finish them off, talk